It's exciting to be in the house of God where people actually get excited and believe God's word. Like, that excites me because there's so many people in this world who don't. I actually believe the Bible. You know, and we live in a day and age now where everybody kind of mocks the Bible. Everybody says, oh, well, you don't really believe, you have to believe that. You know, it's just a book full of good stories. You know, let's say, for example, I dug up 4 different manuscripts in 4 different places, 4 completely different places in the whole world, and they all said the same thing. Would you say that maybe, and by the way, they're all different writers. Would you say that maybe they had some credit? Would you say that maybe that had some authority? I mean, we're real quick to give people credit and say, hey, you know, so-and-so said this, and so-and-so said this too, and so they match up. They must be true. That must be true, you know? Like John and Jacob one day, they came in, they said, Matt, your chickens are dead, you know, because they had died. They'd gotten eaten by some animals, and I trusted them because of the word of both of their mouths. Now, if John would have came in alone and said, Matt, your chickens are all dead, I might have thought it was a joke. But since there was 2 of them, and that's why the Bible says that out of the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, let every word be established. And so, I mean, in the Gospels, you have multiple witnesses. You don't just have 2 or 3, you have at least 4. And by the way, you also have the whole world resetting the calendars 2,000 years ago. If that's not enough for you, I don't know what is. If that's not enough to at least get you thinking about the Gospel, then I have no idea what's going to get you to think about it.
Amen.
I mean, you have to defy all logic.